You know, it's like, Ross, I'm always going to naturally like check around and look. It's to me, I feel like that's my job. I got to look under every rock to see if there's anything that makes sense. You know, will there be some player that fits everything, fits our scheme, whatever side of the ball it is, fits the parameters of what compensation that that club would want to move them? And then, you know, the biggest piece of all, does his contract fit, you know, with where we are tied up against the cap? And so all those things would have to work, which makes it say probably the Vegas odds are probably not high, but we're still going to swing for the fence.
Swing for the fence, Brandon Bean on the Ross Tucker podcast. Quick, on this day in history and time's a flat circle.
Okay.
So we watched that Yankee fan rip the ball out of Mookie Betts' hand, and I said to you, that guy's probably going to get a lifetime suspension.
Yeah.
Lifetime ban.
And I said he would get moved up to the suite level, which I think I was closer.
Yes, because he's going to be back in his seats tonight.
Yeah. Within 24 hours.
And somebody pointed out, on this day in 2018 at Highmark Stadium, a certain item was thrown on the field at Tom Brady. And that fan, according to multiple reports, did get a lifetime ban.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So the Bills mean business.
I mean, I guess so.
Lifetime ban. Is it really? Can you appeal that, though, at some point? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Isn't it just a lifetime ban from that stadium?
Oh, are you saying from the NFL in general?
So you're saying the guy that threw that on the field is waiting for the new stadium to open. Be like, I got a clean slate, baby.
Listen, I'm ready to PSLs. I'm in. Let me back in.
You know what?
I think that's fair because it's a lifetime ban from Highmark Stadium.
Oh, it's still going to be called Highmark Stadium.
It's still
Stadium.
Called Highmark Stadium, though, yeah. New Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, where do you land?
But it's a different structure. So maybe it's the property?
Here's the answer. Just make him a legend of the game when the new stadium opens.
Just a legend of the game.
Fans, you'll remember.
You got to wait for when Brady does the first broadcast,
redemption arc. You know? From being banned for life for throwing that on the field at Tom Brady to... Where else would you rather be
than right here,
right now? Right now.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I have to say every single week that when the Bills do that, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It is always awesome.
Mm-hmm. Who's doing it this week?
Legend of the game is usually announced on Thursday.
On Thursdays? Bills, Dolphins. Feels like a Thurman game for this.
Bring back Peerless Price. Has he done it yet? Is someone keeping track of all the legends of the game that have done it?
I don't know. And we've had some repeats. Like Andre Reed has done it a few times, in part because I think he's like one of the best at it. T.O. did it one week because Patriot fans, it was against the Patriots, and Patriot fans were roasting the Bills because he was considered a legend, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
For the Bills. I don't know, though, otherwise. Lee Evans did it once, didn't he?
Yeah, this is the kind of thing, like,
we know Drew Bledsoe did it once.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Yeah, Drew Bledsoe did it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jim Richards done it. I'm looking through a list right now, so. Yeah, Fred Jackson a couple of times.
You have
if
a
you
list?
Scroll through, there's an Instagram page called Bills Legends Community, and I think... Yeah, like I think they stopped announcing it, I guess, a couple years ago. Like, because there's an Eric Molds one in here from the Bills Bengals playoff game.
Let's
Eric Molds did.
Let's remember some Bills that we want to do legends of the game that we love that aren't getting the love. Has Kyle Williams done it?
Ooh, I don't recall Kyle Williams doing it. I think Aaron Williams has done it.
Yeah, okay, I think that's right.
I think I was at a game where there it is right there on this Instagram page. Are we going for drought guys here?
I'm going for any player that we liked that we want to say, you know what, bring that guy back.
Okay. Roscoe Parrish. You don't like that as my first nominee? Roscoe Parrish? What's wrong with that? He was a fun player.
He was?
Yeah. Small, fast dude, ran all over the place, punt returns. He was a very fun player.
Do not look. Career receptions with the Bills for Roscoe Parrish.
Career receptions.
Yeah, how many passes did Roscoe Parrish... By the way, he ran a 4.37 40.
Yeah, he did. Let's go.
He certainly did.
437. How about he caught 100 balls.
100?
Yeah, he caught 100.
Roscoe Parrish with the Bills had 134 catches.
Look at that. It's a nice little career there. A lot of punt returns, I'm guessing, too. How many touchdowns?
How many punt return touchdowns for Roscoe Parrish in 7 years?
Yeah.
Three.
7 years is good. Three total?
Three.
Three receiving?
Three return touchdowns.
Return touchdowns, okay.
Receiving touchdowns, 7.
All right, he got the double digits. Thank goodness there. Has C.J. Spiller been back to do a Legends of the Game?
I would welcome Spiller.
Fitz
has done it. Has he not?
He's had to have done it. We should start bringing back the drought quarterbacks. We feel good about it. Where's JP? Bring Lossman in. Would he get a cheer? He'd get a cheer, right? Enough time has passed. We got a guy now. Hey, it's Lossman. Hey, cool.
Pull up the list of quarterbacks to ever start a drought game, and I will decide whether I think we should have them back or not. Lossman is a yes. Lossman didn't get enough credit for doing stuff in the community.
He did a lot in the community?
Yeah.
Trent.
I don't want
to. Not Trent?
I don't know.
I would feel less confident that Trent Edwards would get a nice little round of applause than I would with Lossman. Lossman would get it.
Listen, if you are getting dogged by...
Lossman tried. Lossman would chuck the ball downfield. Edwards didn't even try, it felt like.
If you're getting dogged by Patriots fans because T.O. was a legend of the game, you cannot have Trent Edwards go.
But we're saying yes on Lossman.
I'm saying yes to Lossman.
You're going to get dogged for that, too.
I'll
legend of the game.
I will suffer the slings and arrows.
If that graphic makes the rounds, they're getting dogged. All right, so Fitz has done it, so we're good on that, obviously. He's well liked. Kyle Orton.
No.
I think he's well liked. I was going to say yes on Kyle Orton.
Scott Chandler. Yes.
Scott Chandler's a yes.
Has he already done it? Where's the
so drought quarterbacks, they've kind of been through it. Like Bledsoe's done it.
Yeah.
Fitz has done it. We're saying no on Edwards. We're
Tyrod's
saying yes on Lossman.
Active, so Tyrod's not done it.
Will Tyrod do it after he's done?
Yes.
Okay. He did. He made the playoffs.
He would definitely.
Which none of these other guys can say.
Would definitely be cheered.
Okay.
Thad Lewis.
Thad Lewis.
Jeff Toole. Javon Hamden.
EJ Manuel. Where do we fall there? He was at the roast of Eric Wood, and I would say he was a pretty good sport. I don't know what that means for Legend of the Game. Just whatever. He's been around.
I think EJ would get a nice warm welcome.
Okay.
If we're being honest about...
So really, we're just kicking Edwards out. You're saying no on Orton.
Just examine EJ for a minute. What did he really get? Marone, and then 4 games, and it was over.
Yep. And Nathaniel Hackett is his offensive.
And how's that guy looking right now? That guy's got Aaron Rodgers, and he got demoted.
Uh-huh. What was his record with the Bills? Probably better than some of these guys, right?
EJ? Well, first things first, we're going to need someone to post a master list of who has and hasn't done it.
He was 6-11 with the Bills.
Jack writes in, I'd like to see Jamie Mueller, Rob Riddick, Terrence McGee. All right.
I like that one.
Leonard Smith, Kirby Jackson, Antoine Winfield, Kavika Mitchell, George Wilson. I'll take George Wilson. I'll take Antoine Winfield.
What about Kelly Holcomb?
No.
Doug Flutie? Has he done it?
No.
I don't think Doug Flutie's done it.
I don't think so.
Rob Johnson. Rob Johnson and Doug Flutie together. You just accidentally invite them to the
same
game.
Just hand the mic back and forth.
And then they're wrestling for the mic to say the right here, right now at the end.
Now I want
to
see it. Frank in Buffalo has an update on the guy that was banned from the stadium for throwing the item on the field. Hey, Frank. Are you there? Frank.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, Frank.
No update. Now I'm going to be wondering the rest of this time.
Maybe it was a lifetime ban of friends on the phone lines for us, too.
Mm-hmm. How about Takeo Spikes?
Yes.
Has he been back? I'm trying to find a master list. It's kind of like bits and pieces all over. I'm trying to find one.
Give me some London Fletcher.
London Fletcher would be good.
If anybody could find Aaron Schobel on Earth, let's go.
He's been a ghost since he retired. He didn't even retire, I think.
Chris Kelsey,
yeah. Has Brian Mormon done it?
Great question.
All of these players, I think, would be pretty good ideas. Daryl Talley's done it.
Rob writes in, let's get stupid. Even though they're not Bills players, Dalton to Boyd should be commemorated
in
a monument in the new stadium.
Awesome. Oh, a monument? I'm not doing a monument. Oh, no, so I thought we were doing a Legends of the Game, like introducing the crowd.
Andy Dalton, Legend of the Game?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not building him a statue. That would be incredible, though, if they just built it. But maybe, like, put it off, like, on the in one of the parking lots, maybe. Like, don't put it right in front of the new stadium, but, yeah, put statues up all around the parking lots. Like, this is the Dalton lot.
The Dalton lot.
The Dalton lot. And then you got the Terrence McGee lot over here. And yeah.
Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Oh, my God. You guys are awesome, man. I'm over here laughing. You guys are killing me. It's like Legend of the Game, make the fan who got kicked out for a lifetime ban and everything. You guys make my morning. You know, Jeremy, hi, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Rob. Thanks.
Jeremy, you know, you sound like I've heard you on other broadcasts before. You sound like you're very, very much into military aircraft. So I just wanted to fill you in on a little tidbit. My father was 20 years Navy, and he flew with a squadron out of Norfolk, Virginia, which was HM-12. They were the first minesweeping squadron. And back in 1972, they were part of a operation called Operation End Sweep. And they had to go to Vietnam. And what they would do is they would fly the largest produced helicopter, which is the Sikorsky CH-53D model, which is now they've upgraded it to an MH-53K, which is the Super Stallion. So to give you an idea, if either one of you are going to be at the game, when you see the C-5 fly over, it is a monster, because the day that they were shipping out to Vietnam, I was at the base, and I was like 7 years old, and I was watching them load the CH-53D models onto the C-5. The front nose actually opens up.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Opens up too. So this thing is a monster. I'm a geek when it comes to military aircraft. So you'll enjoy it if you guys are at the game and you see it fly over. It's awesome. Yeah. So, you know, and it is also, I believe, November is what? Salute to military service. So
I think it is salute to service for a month. You might be right about that. Thanks, Rob. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not just military aircraft. I said to the guys in here, like, if you give me an hour of free time, I might watch a show on planes. Like, I love airplanes. And so this source that has kind of brought us into the world of the flyover, like how can we get guests on the show for flyovers, is our buddy Matthew Abels, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Abels at the Niagara Falls Air Force Base. If I have that all right, I'm sorry. My phone, I got to check like the official titling. Anyway, so he volunteered and came out and caddied one of my rounds of the 100 holes. So he shows up, and he'd been refueling, you know, planes in the sky in the morning, and comes and caddies for me in the afternoon. And I instantly, Joe, showed my plane street cred by referencing that the show I like to watch the most is Air Disasters, which is a million recreations of famous plane crashes, you know, 3407s on there. But there's military, there's international crashes, there's disappearances. So anyway, just like talking about that with him, that's how we came to be friends, correspond about all this. And there is going to be an air show at the base. They're trying to get an air show at the base sometime in the next couple of years, maybe 2026.
Okay.
Because they had one recently, but they didn't have one of the ones where you can go and like stand next to planes. So I'm just fascinated by planes in general and like them overall. So the C-5 is what's coming on Sunday. Massive.
82 yards.
To the point where the reason we talked about it in the break is you asked what's the biggest plane in the world, and I knew the name of it.
He knew it, yeah. He had the name of it.
It was destroyed. It was destroyed in like the Russia-Ukraine war.
Yeah, yeah.
The Antonov 225 or something, whatever.
It's something you were like right on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge. It's got like six jet engines.
Yeah, it's big. 803-0550. Back to Legend of the Game conversations. Andy on a cell phone. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Very good.
So you guys mentioned Taquio Spikes. If you remember, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, he was the one that started that controversy. The show does like block view in the suite. Where
that's right.
Hang.
That's right.
You got Bills fans all turning on each other yelling.
Yep.
That's right. I forgot about that.
But yeah, I doubt he'll be invited back.
Yeah. Or maybe he turned down an invitation. Who knows? Thanks, Andy. He was there. I forgot about that.
I also forgot about that.
I like you just casually, Bills fans all yelling at each other. That's pretty much what we do. We just all yell.
Yeah, we make a living out of it.
We used to yell at the team, and now that the team is good, we might as well just yell at each other.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty much how it works.
So he did do it then?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And here's the picture. Congrats to the Bills for a dominant win. I wish I could have stayed for the entire game, but seating accommodations were not the standard. That's funny.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Tough one there. He really set up that picture, too.
He really did.
Yeah. Like, he's sitting there. Someone stand behind me and take a picture.
You're Taquio Spikes. Let's be real. He could have walked the entire suite level and walked into almost any suite he wanted to.
That's probably right.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. He could go anywhere.
I'm going to come watch the game.
He could go down to the crowd if he wanted. Like, third row. Like, hey, it's Spikes. You want to stand over here? Has LeSean McCoy done it?
No. He hasn't been retired long enough, I don't think. Let's get him.
What is this? There's no minimum. You don't have to wait 3 years.
McCoy's a good one for this because Bills fans, I think, still like him and remember him well, and he talks a lot about the Bills fans being great.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote that piece in the Players Tribune. Like, I think Shady has looked at, you know, as thanks for your time here.
By the way, I think I was at the first game where they did this. I think it was the first game, and Marv did it, right? That's the Monday night game against Tennessee 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, there was a video, actually, it was really cool, like, a couple weeks ago, of all the former Bills players, like, went to watch the game with Marv at, like, a bar, and he was moving around. His 100th birthday, I think, is by next season. So, I wonder how doable that'll be to bring him back to do it again. Because the first time he did it was the best one. Easily.
803-0550. Jarris Bird suggested.
Have not heard from that guy.
No. Rob in Toronto. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love the show and very much looking forward to Sunday's game. I'm taking my sister for her birthday. We tried to go and got turned back when COVID hit. And then literally we were about 20 minutes from the border when the snow game, where you had like a foot of snow in the stadium and turned back at the border. So yeah. I actually get to take her to a game this weekend. So she's just super pumped. So am I. With regards to right here, right now, I was there for Marv. That was just the most exciting thing I've seen in a long time. And one suggestion would be perhaps maybe a Kent Hall family tribute. I don't know.
Yeah.
Jeremy, given that I'm bringing my sister for the first time, she's been there in, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years, any suggestions on tailgating sections that are must-go-tos? And the last thing I'll leave you with, Jeremy, is how are you going to break 80 today in the wind?
I'm not.
I'll hang up and listen, guys. I love your show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.
Make every putt. This is like your only chance.
I'm not going to break 80. Maybe I will. On the where to tailgate, it's tough. We used to be in the camper lot for years and years and years. Now we're in a different lot with our campers. That's a private lot that doesn't have a lot of campers. And like where to go, I don't know. Hammer's lot still there, right? Like that whole scene is still there. The campers used to be next to that, so you could kind of drift over. I'm sorry, Rob, I don't know the best spot to go to kind of see everything or to kind of drift around to different areas, because where the stadium is being built was camper lot and bus lot and parking lot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff right there that has been displaced by the stadium. So speaking of which, whoever flies that drone around it, I mean, let's get a new drone in there. Maybe you and I should get a tour. Let's call somebody.
Yeah, I'm into that. When you guys did one, I was in Ireland.
That's right.
So I still haven't been through it. I've seen it. But
the thing I noticed looking at the stadium last week was driving through. When was the last home game? Who'd they just play?
Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, like, I'm thinking Jets, I'm thinking Seahawks, but Tennessee in between. Being at the stadium. Oh, I know why. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. We watched the game at our campers this last week.
Oh, right.
We went to the stadium and watched the game on television at our campers.
And you would have been right in front of the stadium.
So driving, that's why I've recently seen the new stadium. And we're driving through, and my wife has not been to as many games as years past because new baby and like three kids, and like we're you know, making as many as we can. Both of us going to a game is a pretty heavy lift. Anyway, driving by the stadium, you can see, obviously, the size. You can see a lot of the canopy. One thing you can see, and maybe I'll reach out for a statistic on this, because you'll hear all the numbers like, oh, the first row of the upper deck is 52 feet closer to the field or whatever the number is. And the last seat is this many feet. You know what you can see driving down Abbott Road right now? Look through the stadium when you're driving through the new stadium. I want to know the distance between the one sideline 300 first row and the other sideline 300 first row, because you are now about to be so much closer to the other side. I feel like you'll be able to see people's faces from, I'm on the Bills sideline, you're on the Dolphins sideline. I think I'll be able to recognize you. That's how much it's brought in. And I don't know that they've published a number of what that distance is, how it's 100 yards, probably not that much, but
yeah,
the last row on the one side and the last row on the other side are now 89 feet closer or whatever it might be. But if that's the,
yeah,
the canopy might also create that feeling. Anyway, 803-0550, our phone number.
That was true of the Jet Stadium, by the way. MetLife was steep.
And looking across, it felt like the other side was close?
Yeah. Closer than Highmark, for sure. And also when you would, like, we had four of our friends in one row, and then another four of our friends were like a couple rows up. And you look, like, they're so much higher than you. And they're only, like, there's a two-row difference, three-row difference, and they're so much higher than you. So that experience, I think, I was guessing, right, I don't know the number, but I'm guessing that's going to be similar to what the new Bills Stadium is going to be.
Speaking of which, so I was looking at ticket prices for this game and ticket prices for the schedule moving forward. And I want you to look up something for me and tell me the answer you find when we get back.
Okay.
I want you to look up how expensive 200-level tickets are in front of the scoreboard for the Chiefs game.
For the Bills-Chiefs game?
Bills-Chiefs.
Okay.
200-level, scoreboard end. I want you to look up those prices.
You want primary or secondary tickets?
Secondary market.
All right. All right, I'll have that.
And ask yourself why.